Ryan McClure with the City Arch River Project is walking me through the arch grounds.
Between 1995 and 2005, the arch had averaged about 3.3 million visitors a year. Right now, they're averaging about 2.3.
And the decline is pretty evident. While we walked around, we saw a couple school buses and a few families, but the grounds were by no means busy. Now, to be fair, it was a Friday afternoon and slightly chilly, but McClure thinks that the City Arch River Project can stop the trend in the declining number of visitors. One of the biggest changes is connecting the arch to the rest of the city.
So what we're approaching right now, this intersection of Memorial and Chestnut, particularly during times like rush hour, 5 o'clock on a weekday, this is really tough for people to get between the city side of the park and the arch grounds.
McClure and his group say that connecting the city to the arch is important. It encourages visitors to explore and spend money in the city, instead of just using the nearby parking garage and leaving after a trip to the top of the arch. City Arch River has a lot of plans. Putting the park over the highway to make it safer for pedestrians to cross, that costs $36 million. Renovating the old courthouse, add another $16 million. Expanding the museum and exhibits, that's $164 million. Altogether, the project is projected to cost $380 million. The funding comes from a variety of sources, both public and private. But if Prop P goes through, the project would get about $9.5 million a year from the new local sales tax. That money would go towards safety, pathway, and infrastructure changes. Now, if you've heard about Prop P, you've probably heard it referred to as the arch tax. But the name is actually something of a misnomer. The largest chunk of change from the 3/16 of a cent sales tax wouldn't go toward the arch. City Arch River would get 30% of the revenue generated, but another 30% goes to Great Rivers Greenway, a local trails development organization, and 40% actually goes to the city and county parks. The county would get about $10 million for its county and municipal parks. While the other groups might have more grandiose ideas on how to spend the money, County Parks Director Tom Ott says he has more mundane plans.
So we've got deferred maintenance. You ask about the status of the parks. Right now, we've had deferred maintenance over the last 5 to 10 years because of our shrinking budget.
Ott says he's had to dip into the reserves. The money raised by Prop P would be huge, he says, but still wouldn't put them into the range they were at a decade ago.
When you're broke, you don't give yourself a facelift. And there isn't anything wrong with the arch.
That's Jennifer Byrd, a Republican committeewoman in the county who's with the Vote No on Prop P campaign. She wants to be clear that she's not against Prop P because she doesn't like the parks.
And I'm not saying it's all about me directly benefiting or not benefiting. What I'm saying is this is not a priority. And you're going to appeal to a certain sector of the population to pay for this. But where is their return on investment?
She points to a variety of other reasons why she's against the sales tax. The county will pay more than they receive. There's not enough oversight of the groups that get the money. And that it's odd for local funds to go to a national park like the Arch. But she also made a point that was echoed by a few aldermen in the city, that neighborhoods need more protection more than the parks need funding. In order to go forward, the proposition has to pass in the county and city. The idea didn't get any traction in St. Charles County, who elected not to have it on their ballot. But back at the Arch, McClure with City Arch River says the changes are important, that it'll bring in revenue and jobs, and that it's important for how others see the city and how the city sees itself.
It's ours, and it's up to us to take it on upon ourselves to improve the grounds that house the arch.
Chris McDaniel, St. Louis Public Radio.